Hello and welcome to the Black Women Working Podcast. It's Chantelle here. Hey, Nat.
It's Natalie.
How are you, my darling?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, you know. I'm all right.
You okay?
I've thrown work into the mix of my weekend. So,
why did you do that?
It was the only day the influencer could film the shoot. So,
oh, fair enough.
Here we are.
Don't make it a habit though, please, I beg.
No, but for a one-off and the project's exciting enough for me to say I'll be there. Plus it's my junior and I like her, I don't mind to support her. So, and it's near my house, Dun Road. I'm not going into Central.
Oh, so you're physically having to go somewhere?
Yeah, we're filming.
Oh wow, okay.
I need to get into like a day in the life at my new job because my week's so varied. But anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about, Mia.
So what are we here to talk about then, please?
Right. So we're here for a Let's Talk About It episode today. And thanks for joining, because obviously, because some of our listeners are new. Our Let's Talk About It segment allows us to take some time to respond to current affairs, issues pertaining to the workplace and potentially Black women in the workplace in the news. And so I messaged you late last week to say, are we talking about Rishi Sunak's proposal on the sick note? What did he say? Cracking down on sick note culture.
I'm speechless. I'm absolutely speechless. Like, I am really, really speechless. For the first time in my life, because I'm not a speechless type of girl. But I'm genuinely hand on heart, like proper speechless, because I'm genuinely hand on heart, like proper shocked.
I know. Just to be clear for our listeners, whilst we have our passions, our beliefs, our political views, generally the BWW podcast remains an apolitical space generally. So we're talking about this issue, we just want to be clear, is not necessarily an attack on a particular government or their manifestos and policies.
A political party's theology.
Right, their spectrum.
Theory,
right here, we're going to discuss the impact of such a reform. So the question is on the, we're going to stick to the topic of the reform. Yeah.
Can you just explain to me exactly what it is?
Mm-hmm. So Rishi Sunak came in the news this week and said, you know, in looking, it's all part of the bigger how do we get our economy back on track. And his focus for this week has been looking at how do we ensure that basically everyone who's supposed to be working is working. Now, part of his solution to that is that there's a crackdown on the signing off of sick note culture. Now, sick notes being, if you are employed and for whatever reason you need a substantial amount of time off work, we're talking usually more than like common cold sort of vibe, like you need an extended period. It could be for your mental health, it could be because you're grieving, it could be because you have a long-standing health condition, and whilst you can work, there are times that you need extended periods off. You can go to your GP and they will provide you with a sick note if they feel like it's warranted. For anything from 2 weeks to 4 weeks at a time, and sometimes
you can get a sick note for 5 days if you want.
Right, as once it goes over whatever your workplace, I think it's 7 days. So once it's over 7 days of sickness,
I think it depends on your work policy, because employers will usually have like a self-certified period. So I believe my work, you can self-certify and say I was sick for up to 3 days, and then anything so this is what I'm trying to say, like, so I've been to the doctor before and he's like, I can give you a week off, I can give you 5 days off. So it really depends on what you actually need when you have a conversation with your doctor. But it's not like I just want to be clear, like my understanding of it is it's not like you just go to your doctor and say I want a sick note. And he's like, he just writes a blank check. Like, that's not how it happens. You have to be sick.
Yeah, absolutely. So the so there's a first message in here is to know what your workplace sick policy is.
100%.
So especially if you do have a long-standing illness that requires you, I think by and large most of us just understand that a workplace will have a sick policy, so long as you're contracted to work for them, which means that you are allowed a certain period of time off work that will be paid, and then beyond that, whatever the number of days stipulated in your contract is, you would then have to see a doctor for a sick note who would take your
But
case
just
on.
going back to what is it that Rishi Sunak wants to now do instead?
Okay, so I just in on that question, lots of the feedback from charities has been, oh, this is an attack on sick people, this is an attack on
Yeah, but what does
the
he want to do?
disabled.
What is it that he wants to do?
Literally, no, but so I want to just say, so it's clear, this isn't about like DLA, disability living allowance benefits. This is particularly about people who are work going to get a sick note from the GP. And what he's saying is he wants to put more stringent measures in place that focuses on, rather than you are not fit to work, your fit note suggesting what you are fit to do, one, and two, the procedures or the method by which this takes place, is he's suggesting that this responsibility should be taken out of the hands of GPs and placed onto the workload of civil servants. So they would be the assessors to decide as to whether or not you should have a fit to work note certificate.
So it's not going to be called a sick note, it's going to be called a fit to work note.
Essentially, yeah.
But you're not fit to work, so it doesn't make sense.
But maybe if your back's hurt and you can still sit down at home with a laptop, why should you be off sick?
That's really sad. And what do you
Yeah.
think? What is the reasoning behind this, do you think?
Well, as I said, his reasoning is that we're losing too much money from the number of people who have sick notes. I think the stat was, in the last year, we've had 11, I don't want to say million when it's meant to be billion, but we've had 11, I have to look quickly, we've had 11 million billion
Going to be billion, it's not going to be million.
sick notes issued, and it's significantly higher. The number of people off work sick is significantly higher than pre-COVID, which I think is a joke in and of itself, because there are so many issues that came on the back of COVID in terms of
Like long COVID,
literally
people
long
suffering.
COVID, your health, people's mental health and anxiety. Like, COVID is one of the reasons why we've probably got more people taking time off. And then on top of that, all of the austerity and financial insecurity that's on people, that plays with your mental health. If you are stressed for whatever
You're not going to
reason, stress
perform
is
well. You're not
stress,
going to
you're
perform
not
well.
going to be able to work
Yeah,
effectively. And
it's
for
fun
some
on this. On this,
people,
on a slightly separate topic, I saw Bernie Sanders post on his Instagram because I follow him, and he said that, we as a society, this is in the US, but I'm assuming it applies to the UK, obviously for some changes, we're actually less productive because we are more stressed out, because we are under pressure, and so. One thing that's always been good about UK society compared to US society is the fact that we have the national health system and the fact that we allow people to be signed off work effectively if they are unwell. So the idea that you would want to take this away and not let people be sick is kind of sickening. Sorry for the pun. And
Okay,
I'm
so
and I mean
go
go ahead,
on.
sorry.
No, go on.
Now I've lost my train of thought. Go on.
I apologize. I agree with that, but I also think, as someone who studies social policy, our social welfare system has always been socially and economically flawed. So for
Okay.
context, like, we pay an outstanding amount of money on benefits. The figure in 2002, which is slightly outdated, was 240.3 billion pounds spent on social care.
Is that 2002
That,
or 2022?
sorry, 22. That being said, we're still not the most generous social care system. So even though we spend that amount of money, In terms of how we're looked after and the amount, that's 10% less than the average of the top five social or welfare systems in Europe. And I've always thought that our welfare system, whilst we, to speak to your point about having the NHS, having access to a service that's free, the premise by which it was set up was as a response to the World War. And so it was a necessity at the time in order to get your workforce back together. However, our system has always been open to the prospect of freeloading, if that's what we want to refer to it as, quite frankly. And these are the people that made that decision. I say that because if you compare to other systems, so if we take Rishi Sunak's issue at the moment that people are exploiting, people are going off sick when they don't need to be, all of that rhetoric. Social care systems across, like take France, take Estonia, for example. As a public, as a society, you appreciate or you understand that there's an agreement that I have to pay into this system to be able to get out. It's not a system whereby you can, where there is the option, and there are people who perhaps have spent the majority of their working life not working or not engaging. I don't think that that's a huge majority when we look at the figure who access sick notes. But my point is, some of this mess is inherent of the system because of the way it operates. If you allow for a system where people can take and not give, and then it creates this economic vacuum, how do you expect it to get fixed? And I think instead of one of my issues with this policy reform is rather than looking structurally at, well, why are people sick? Is the NHS as effective as it needs to be in, and I'm not dissing the NHS, but are you giving the NHS the resources to be effective in supporting people and helping people? So rather than the government looking at the underlying causes, like what's the impact of COVID? How do we resolve that? You place it back on the individual. You've taken away their right to negotiate their health and their needs with their employers by saying quite simply, we're going to make it a lot harder for you to look after yourself. If your workplace is stressful, they've minimized, I feel like this suggested reform is minimizing the impact or the lived experience of stress and depression in saying that that's not really a factor when you could be working in absolutely toxic environments and it's only your GP who perhaps has known you for all of your life who can see you and know that this is not your normal self, or take a whole picture of your health and say, actually, 5 years ago, your blood pressure wasn't this, your iron levels weren't this, da, 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 and see, you are a person who is experiencing something that requires you to take some time off.
But the thing is that
So,
sometimes people need time off because they've like broken their leg, or they're in the hospital, or they have cancer. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not, I think a lot of the focus on or the criticism about sick notes is really kind of like seeing mental health as not a real thing and as not a real sickness. Because if someone has broken both their legs, you're not going to come and tell me. I don't know one employer that wouldn't want them to take as much time as they needed to recover. If someone had a blood clot or a heart attack or a stroke, even we wouldn't even be talking about this. It's what the issue is the fact that people don't respect mental health as a real issue, and they think that as long as you're physically well, you can go to work, and you
It's
can work. And I just think that's a problem. One thing I want to say, just in terms of the comments about paying into a system and paying out of a system, and I do appreciate what you're saying about there's some people that take advantage of the benefits system. Absolutely. And there are people that in our community that you know, even family members, be like, have you ever had a job? Like that person has never worked. So I get it. I do get it. But I feel like where the conversation for me becomes flawed is where we talk about my job. I would call them like shirkers. Like they don't want to do no work. They always find a way to like not do work. Absolutely. The title of this podcast is Black Women Working, so that's not obviously a lifestyle or a theory that we ascribe to. But where I have an issue with focusing on those is where we have a system where we have a government that gives away billions in tax breaks to its friends, a government that creates a COVID VIP express lane, giving away millions and billions to people that don't have experience in provision of COVID-related materials. So I do see this, like, personally, as an attack on the working class, and on top of that, an attack on the middle class. Because ultimately, if you have generational wealth and you
I
are
was picking
sitting
up in
on a
this my
bunch
point. I'll come into
of,
this.
if you're sitting on a bunch of shares and investments and
Yes.
what's that wealth that you generate, like that kind of income you can generate where you don't have to physically work?
Passive.
Passive income, inherited. If you've purchased a home 100% cash because your parents gave you
Yeah, I was
£500,000,
coming to this point.
this is not gonna bother you. This is
But
not gonna bother
this is the other thing, right?
you. This is not
So
gonna bother. So for me, just let me laugh for a second. For me personally, I know we're not supposed to get political, but I see this as an attack on working class, middle class. I also see this attack as people from ethnic minorities as well, because ultimately, where you have a disproportionate amount of people from ethnic minorities doing some of the physically hardest, lowest paying jobs in society, and those people usually get paid on a per hour basis. If they are going to the doctor to say that they are sick, they have probably exhausted all options, and the sick pay that they're going to get, because they're probably a per hour or self-employed worker, is going to be peanuts. It's not even going to allow them to buy one shop in
If
Atlas,
at
not even
all.
Aldi at all. So first things first, that is utterly disgusting. Second thing, I feel like for people, we've had conversations on the podcast multiple times about sickness and how mental health, anxiety, stress, depression, being a minority in a workplace, microaggressions, racism, toxicity, like you said, can cause so many issues that people feel like they physically cannot go to work, and to go to work is torture. And so, while I feel like there is a need to actually address people who take advantage, like I think I saw on the Shade Borough, there was a benefits fraud gang that's kind of fleeced nearly 7 million
15.
pounds from DWP in terms
It
of
was
like creating
15, babes.
15, see, I apologize, £15 million. So those type of things absolutely do need, there needs to be procedures in place to tackle that type of unemployment and the kind of sickness benefits. Absolutely, because nobody wants that. I pay a lot of tax. Lord knows I pay tax. I pay national insurance. I pay pen like pensions for me, but I pay into my pension. I pay a lot of money. So I don't want to pay money into a system where other people are taking the piss. Excuse my French. But I'm also participating in a system where I'm getting taxed a significant amount of my income, and people who earn a lot more than me, who can afford to, set up offshore structures and all kinds of BS, are paying half the tax that I'm paying. I probably pay with my dega salary, not to say that like I don't earn a good salary, but compared to what these companies, Google, Amazon, and other people actually earn and generate for their shareholders, I probably pay in some instances a disproportionate amount of tax. Bearing in mind, Rishi Sunak has a effing cheek to come and talk about people exploiting a system when his wife just started paying tax. She's nearly a billionaire. His wife just started paying tax the other day. So I just want to say to Rishi Sunak, STFU, how about that? If you really have an issue with with what we're losing in society through people claiming on benefits, why don't you chat to your brethren them and get them to run back those millions of pounds that they effectively stole because of your VIP COVID lane? How about they reinvest that into the community? How about they give that back to the NHS? All that money that they rinsed from the NHS providing PPE that wasn't even effective. Like, I'm effing sick of this. I'm trying not to
Bro,
swear.
if that is the BWW
Effing sick of
open
it.
letter,
I'm effing
I
sick
will
of it.
sign it.
What was that song? I'm effing sick of it. Like that one. Like, it's
Yeah.
literally, and I just feel like, I know this is not political 100%. And I do agree with you. I don't want to invalidate your point about people taking advantage of the system, because where there are systems, there are ginnels. And where there are ginnels, there are people taking advantage. And to me personally, I'm not backing anyone taking advantage of this system. System where I'm paying my big money into, and it's meant to be there for people that are really in need. But what I would like to say is that we are in a significant cost of living crisis. And even we're in a situation, and there's so many situations for people where if you're a single parent and you have children, right, in some cases it is better for you to sit at home on benefits than to go to work. That is the part of the system that needs to be fixed.
Also, not that it's better, the system is set up in such a way that it makes it
Absolutely.
better, or that you can't. So, for example, I'm looking at a campaign for carers, unpaid carers. And in order to get the carers allowance, you need to, what is
Let
it?
me
You need to not earn more than £135 a week and be offering 35 hours of full-time care to the person
That's
needing care.
impossible.
So how
That's
do I
impossible.
give 35
I might as
hours a
well stop
week?
working then.
What employer is employing me for £500 a month? Because even if you do shift work, so even if we're talking about your supermarket, which I've done, you need to
Yeah, me
do
too.
16 hours, four hour
Minimum a
shifts,
week.
two, eight,
They won't take you
that.
less than 16 hours a week.
The rules don't even work to allow for you to sort of work and complement with benefits. But to your first
And
point,
35 hours is 8 hours a day. 35 hours is 8 hours a day. And if someone's trying to get a carer's allowance, they're probably working 8 hours a day, coming home and caring for someone throughout the night, throughout the day. And this is the type of thing that just makes me really sad, because a lot of people will be like, oh, but there's people scamming the system. But
to
I'd
do
rather
the
look at the
work.
Goliath rather than the David. And I just think that what makes me sad about it ultimately is that the way COVID was handled, the way the NHS was just rinsed in terms of the way it was trashed, it did not have in the resources, all this PPE that didn't work, all this support that didn't work. You have junior doctors who study for years and years and years, not wanting to work in the NHS system because they're not going to be paid. This to me is low hanging fruit. This to me is cheap, and this to me is nasty. And let me tell you something, right? There is no way a freaking civil servant can tell me about whether I'm sick or whether I can go to work.
It's
Bearing in mind, I just
nonsense.
say, getting a GP sick note anyway from your GP is not easy. They
No.
don't just hand, like, everyone's GP is different, but
Also, sorry, can
they
we
don't
just
just
take a
hand them
step
up
back on that
willy-nilly.
point? People going to the doctor,
Getting an
that is the
appointment.
first hurdle. The fact that people would actually acknowledge that they're sick and that they need to stop and then make the time to go to the doctor is a hurdle in and of itself. To then, and luckily, by and large, most people I hear from who is like, I'm so glad I actually went because the doctor signed me off. The doctors understand and are sympathetic. So to know that you're already anxious about taking that step, about taking time off for whatever reason, whether you're high paid, low paid, to then know that you're going to be met by some stuffy graduate who is just tick boxing a criteria, who's
He's
not going
never
to
been
listen or
sick. He's probably
care.
got come from generational wealth. His parents are probably
Right.
both professionals, owe their house
But
outright, and he's
this is
gone.
also the problem with policymakers, right? Which is the point that I wanted to speak to. And we always note from our humble place that a lot of what we talk about still comes from a point of privilege, even though we're working and struggling, there's still so much privilege. Our social security system, social security, is supposed to be a safety net for those who can't. And even people on decent salaries still require that safety net. I still can't tell you that year on year, I definitely have 6 months' salary saved up for the
No, I
emergency
don't. I
fund or
don't. I'm going to be
whatever.
honest. Yeah.
So even people who are sensible, who are knowledgeable, who have a decent amount of money, still need that safety net. So when you make these policies, you are talking from a point of elitism, privilege, and ignorance in that. Exactly what you've said. These people have other means to live. Their houses are not going to be revoked and they'll have
You know what I
nowhere to
find
live.
is, you know what I
They have
find is
health
weird?
insurance. They have all
They
kinds
have
of
private
other
healthcare.
assets to allow for them to look after themselves, which the everyday average Joe does
Doesn't
not,
have.
which is also why this suggested reform is problematic. But then that's the problem with our society generally. The rules are made by the people who are not living it.
You know what? One thing I would say, and I just want to make this clear, and I know I don't want to cut across your caveat of what you said this morning. All I'm going to say is that you need to think about who you vote for. Like, that's what you need to think about, because we didn't even vote for this guy and he's in charge. And I think that there are so many other things like that he could possibly tackle. If he cares so much about the NHS, he can take all those back years of tax that his wife, with her non-dom status, did not pay and donate that to the NHS. I want to remind people that during the pandemic, an elderly man walked up and down his garden how many times to raise money for the NHS. So it gets to a point where it's like, I'm paying
What's
tax for
going on
NHS,
here?
but I'm also donating to the NHS. But the NHS is not a charity. NHS
What's
has been
going on here?
categorically defunded. Schools are being defunded. Local authorities are being defunded. All the while, people are becoming billionaires, millionaires, trillionaires, and his wife is one of them. And I just think, I wonder how equitable it is to have someone who is worth £500 million with access to all of those resources, multiple homes in this country and around the world, someone who probably has never had to worry about paying a gas bill, never put money on electric key, never put money on gas key, never had to go and try and balance the books and wonder about, is he going to get spaghetti or is he going to get rice, because he can't afford both. I do wonder if that if it's equitable to have someone like that making such critical decisions for people he doesn't understand. And I just want to say to people, if you are sick, 9 times out of 10, when we had this conversation, we had people who were sick who didn't even want to go into work and call, black women who didn't even want to call into work and say that they were sick. They didn't even want to. When we had those conversations about sickness, people were not calling in. Even me, I have been sick and needed to be off work for weeks at a time. And I've just never followed through with it because I felt anxious about it. I didn't want to look like I wasn't working hard enough. I'm in a minority group. I didn't want to bring any attention to myself. I didn't want any problems, right?
And the other
Well, this
side, in terms of problems with the NHS, is knowing that I can't get an appointment. By the time I justify my struggle, like if I take time off, need to see a doctor to prove it, it doesn't even align. By the time I feel sick and you telling me the doctor's not going to see you for another week, 10 days, I'm like, what am I
One
supposed to
time
tell
I
my
went to
employer?
get a sick note, and the process of getting a sick note made me sick. I said, Jesus. I said, Jesus. And I think it was really important for you to say, like, this is not about disability, living allowance, and those type of things, because people might look at it and be like, oh, that doesn't affect me. Until you have a stroke and you need to get
This
to
is
time off
it.
work, until you get diagnosed with diabetes and you need time off work to process and change your lifestyle. Until you need support. And this is where it's kind of
If
like,
you do
even
it
in.
to one, you'll do it to all. So anything that targets, so this
Absolutely.
targets a vulnerable section of society. We as black women are a vulnerable section of society. Therefore, we cannot omit speaking up
Why can't he
about.
come and do a policy about 5 times more and making sure black women aren't dying when they're giving birth? Why can't he come and do
No, because that means he has
why?
to do the work. That means he has to do the work. All this does is scaremonger
Sad.
people into
It's so
saying you're not
sad.
going to get a sick note, work. In fact, he had the audacity, which isn't completely incorrect, but he had the audacity in that speech to say going to work is good for your mental health. Actually, go to
Do you know why he's
which.
sick? Do you know what it is? Do you know why he's actually sick in the head for saying that, right? Because he doesn't have to work. Don't you think going to work would be good for my mental health? If I didn't have to work, don't you think going to work would be good for your mental health? If you didn't have to work, if you didn't
And if
have
you
to
were
be there.
paid extraordinary amounts, if the outcome at the end of it.
If your dad had started like a billion-dollar turning over company and you're just sitting there on share income, would you want to go to
That
work?
work
If you
is
did,
dandy.
I'd probably go and work, and then I'd be like, oh, this is stressful. This is not for me. Okay, I quit, because you can. Again and again and again, and as many times as your heart contends. Honestly, someone needs to egg him. No, I can't say that that's illegal, but
Don't do that.
don't want to go to jail. But
What I mean,
honestly,
what
like,
I had
he's
some
mocking us.
suggestions.
Go
Like,
on, please.
obviously, we're all about how do we navigate the space? How can we look after ourselves? So, first of all, the other side of it, which we haven't spoken about, is improve workplace culture. Like if
100%.
people are taking time off because of stress, not so much our physical ailments, but if it's about stress and anxiety and actually just needing a restoration break, you know, what are workplaces doing to look after the well-being of their employees
I'm not doing
that we don't
anything.
feel like we need to find an extra 14 days from the GP to rest? I'd also say, like, in a climate where we literally don't know what the government is going to throw at our faces at any given moment,
Yeah, because this came
please.
out of nowhere.
Right. Also, you know, when they loud certain things, what are we not hearing? What's really going on? Because this has been very loud, and I care, but I'm like, but where's this coming from?
The real problem, I
The
agree.
second thing I would say to our black women is to deal with your minor ailments. Please don't let little health issues escalate into
Absolutely.
something more.
Absolutely.
If you have a twinge in your eye, or you know, a little something in your shoulder, go deal with it in the first
Absolutely.
instance. Deal with it in
Absolutely.
the first instance, because if you get more severely ill and that truly impacts the way you live your life, you cannot. We're in a situation where we don't know what our safety nets are going to look like. And then
Absolutely.
on safety nets, where you can, and we did have an episode on this, I think this was in our season 5,
Yes,
get your
encyclopedia.
insurance,
Yeah.
utilize your workplace benefits. If you can get your own personal insurance, I can't tell you, like, the way that even literally, as we said, just gives me peace of mind. Like, I don't know if
Of
I'll ever even use my
yeah.
life insurance. God willing, I don't need to. But the
Amen.
fact that I know if I get critically ill, my mortgage, I don't have to, I literally, it's something I'm like, I don't know how it
I'm
works. I don't know how they're going to
getting better.
claim.
I
I
can
don't know the
focus.
gap, but there's something in place. There's something in place for a mere £20 a month, which I can afford, and it can be cheaper than that. Saving that fuck off fund, saving where you, again, the safety net,
Of
it can
course.
look like different
It's a
things.
difficult one because it's like you're just telling people to spend money, and most people feel like they're just trying to make ends meet. But you have to explain how critical and important these things are, and you
It's a
have to
need
prioritize.
situation now. And me, I work in the fin I work in the financial literacy space.
Oh, it's
I
you.
can't. No, but I come from humble beginnings, so I'm not here saying save when I understand that every month you're potentially in your overdraft waiting for the next payment to roll over to
Drop,
fix it.
yeah.
But when, as a matter of necessity, when we think, what if the ultimate shit goes wrong?
Yeah.
Start small, but start small. Everyone's a saver. Everyone's a saver. If you save £1, £1 a week, and at the end of a month you've got £4 that you didn't spend, you save. Like, that's not £4 ain't gonna carry you nowhere, as an example. But the point is, start small, and you'd be surprised at how that can accumulate. When I say save, I'm not saying find £100, find £500 a month. Find what you can and start and grow from there. And I think once you start, it will motivate you. This doesn't resolve this doesn't override the fact that employers and government should be dealing with this
Acting
shit. But
out,
in the
yeah.
meantime, what can we do to kind of safeguard ourselves? And my last point was, get your sick note, bro. If you're sick, don't be deterred. Don't be deterred.
Don't just
If
be
you are
resilient.
sick, because this, you know, use the system for what it is supposed to be used for. So don't also be doing all of these Olympics and gymnastics to go around how you look after yourself, when the easy route is, I don't feel good. I cannot operate to my full potential. I potentially need a sick note. Go and see your GP, should you be able to get that appointment.
I have
And
nothing
that's
to
all
add.
I have to say today on that matter.
Nothing to add. Thank you. Mad. It's mad what we're going through, babes. It's actually mad. It's actually mad. Like,
Literally, I think you said it the other
actually
day,
mad.
Matrix is like, what? Just dodging bullets.
Actually mad. It's actually Mad. It's mad.
So
It's mad.
anyway, if you have an opinion on this, let's talk about it.
Please let us
If you
know.
have suggestions, answers, come through. Holler at us via our social media. That's at BWW Podcast UK, mostly via Instagram and Twitter. You can also find us on LinkedIn by searching Black Women Working. Click that follow and connect button, please. And for a more personal touch, should you have a scenario that you'd like to share that you want us to explore, you can email us on blackwomenworkinguk@gmail.com. And we love hearing from you. So, I like talking to you in the morning. You're full of life.
Yeah, I am,
But
especially on a Saturday.
yeah.
Right, guys.
Right,
Oh,
thanks,
stay strong,
girl.
ladies. All right, see you later, guys.
Till next time.